This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Moore, Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City suburb most devastated by yesterday's tornado, is the hometown of the man we'll talk with next. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole is on the line. Congressman, I'm sorry for the occasion, but welcome back to the program.
Steve, thank you very much.
Is your family okay?
Fortunately, yes. My home and my wife was in it. It's about three blocks north of the worst devastated area. The one in 99 went just north of us. This one went just south of us. So we've been very blessed twice.
It is amazing to think about that, though, that you're in a neighborhood where perhaps there is not so much damage, but that if you took a short walk, you'd be in an area which we've seen the images, we've seen on television, we've seen on the internet. Everything is devastated.
Oh, it's a minute walk from the house. I mean, I could literally look on television, see the homes of friends that I've known all my life, the businesses that I frequent, the schools that I actually worked on as a groundskeeper when I was a kid, put myself through college. It's just absolutely devastating.
One of the schools that was damaged or destroyed, you worked on as a groundskeeper at one point?
Oh, both of them, yeah. Plaza Towers, I know very well. It's also a polling place, and my mom was the mayor of Moore and local state representative and senator. I've gone there many, many a time to pick up precinct results at the end of the election. So, yeah, that's about a mile and a half from where I live. You know, and it actually is the most secure building in the area. All those kids come from, immediately around the area. And, it's reinforced walls are in the interior. And I'm sure a decision was made, particularly when you only have 15, 16 minutes. They got some kids out and others, this is the safest place for you to be. And it really was. But, you're above ground when an F-4 or 5 rolls through. There's just not a lot that can protect you. There just aren't structures that can stand up to that kind of force.
I got to tell you, I was surprised that even a school building would be this completely destroyed. I would have assumed that it would just take an awfully strong tornado to do that.
Well, it is. It's at least an F-4, and we won't know for several days. We're very fortunate in the sense that the National Severe Storm Center is immediately south in Norman, Oklahoma. We actually get the best warning and the best science and protection that anybody can offer. But again, when I've seen these things in 99, but this one's even worse. And there's just not anything that's built by man that stands up to something like this.
What does the community need now?
You know, the first thing is prayer, and that'd be the first thing that they would tell you. The second thing is, please, if you're not a first responder, don't come. The people that are on ground really are very good at what they're doing, and let them do it. Third, help the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the Standard Group. They are there in force, and they'll do a great job. And finally, just remember, this is just like Katrina or Sandy, that these people are going to need help longer term. They're tough, they're tenacious, they're extraordinarily resilient. But they'll need help getting back up on their feet. And talk to the president last night. I know that help will be there.
You talked to the president last night.
What I was did. That conversation he was very like? Kind. He'd already talked to the governor. He called me in my office. He knew where I'd be. And he immediately, first thing he said was, I just want you to know that Michelle and I are praying for you guys and worried about you. And ticked off very quickly the assets that were available in FEMA and NORTHCOM and said, you're going to have everything you need. And if something, you have a problem, just call me directly at the White House. It was exceptionally kind, thoughtful, and gracious call.
In a few seconds, do you expect that the people of that area of Oklahoma will need help from the federal government, even from Congress?
Yeah, there's no question. This is a major disaster. This is what disaster relief is for. I'm very proud I voted for Sandy relief. I actually made the comment, we're only one tornado away from being Joplin. I just didn't know it'd be quite this quick.
Congressman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tom Cole is a Republican congressman who lives in Moore, Oklahoma, which was devastated by yesterday's storm.